The school board meeting was unusually packed, with students, parents, teachers, and charter CEOs. Many wore lime green t-shirts that said, "Families and Schools for Fair Funding." To them, FAIR means a new system that gives schools more money for certain students, like those with disabilities and English language learners, but it gives less for gifted and talented students. 9-year-old Matthew Guyton and his father Morgan spoke in support of the plan.
I have some challenges with writing, and I have teachers that help me get better with my writing, and well, there are some people other than me that are out there, but still are smart and have problems with things.
And we have some great teachers at Encore Academy that are helping my son out. But I will say that what we've experienced is that they are overextended and they need more staffing to be able to adequately address my son's needs. We look forward to your funding Encore Academy adequately.
Only one speaker objected in an hour plus of comments. James Brown is the lawyer for Lusher and Lake Forest Charter Schools, which stand to lose money and have threatened to sue if the formula gets passed.
I don't want to sue you guys. It's the last thing I want to do. Give us more time to sit down and see if we can work these problems out in a way that resolves the matter consensually and avoids what is going to be lengthy, expensive, divisive federal court litigation.
In the end, the board claimed it couldn't actually vote on the formula, but it could and did grant Superintendent Henderson Lewis Jr. authority to allocate funds, and he backs the new formula. For WWNO, I'm Mallory Falk.